Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We've made it to draft day! It's finally here! And we are here at the beautiful Dream Bar at American Dream. We're all out of breath because we played laser tag, where I don't know how, I don't know why, but Tommy Lugauer dominated us all. Maybe because he's a generational talent, I don't know. But we are here all day long, leading you right up until the most important draft of your lifetime, the 2025 NFL Draft. And I got to tell you, Tiki, I'm just so happy that we are going to get answers to questions that we've been asking about for 4.5 months.
Well, first of all, you say this is the most important draft of these people's lifetimes. It certainly is not the most important draft of my lifetime.
why do you say that, Tiki?
1997 might have been the best one of my lifetime. For those who don't know, I was drafted in 97, you young folks. I'm glad all these guys are out here, all you people out here. Come say hello to us at the Dream Bar. If you happen to be around Giants Stadium, sorry, MetLife Stadium.
No, you said it right,
T. If you happen to be around Giants Stadium, drop on by. The American Dream is just right across the parking lot.
Can I make you feel old real quick? There are a lot of young people here at Dream Bar. How many people weren't even born when Tiki was drafted?
Most of them.
Does that make you feel slightly old?
No, what makes me feel old is when someone comes up to me and says, you know, when I was a kid, I read your books.
Right. Your brother.
And that happened today. And we wrote those like 20-something years ago.
Crazy.
So it is absolutely insane. But look, this isn't a – it's always an awesome day, draft day, because from a team standpoint, you're going to get made over a little bit. From a player standpoint, these kids are starting to – live their dream. And if they have this desire to be great and they can fit into the right situation, you never know what's going to happen. But this, as we proverbially say, is the first step for a lot of these kids that are coming into the league this year. So I love draft day, even though I hate rookies. And so, and so ultimately, we're going to get some satisfaction after all this talk about what the Giants should and maybe will do.
Well, I think that's the other exciting thing. We have spent months and months debating and speculating what the Giants and Jets should do, what they will do, and we're going to get an answer tonight. Now, one thing I found very humorous was that earlier this morning, I wake up on this draft day, and all of a sudden, I see all over the internet that Joe Shane's son was tweeting out like a video of Jackson Dart. And I couldn't, I kept thinking about this. Like my dad, I love my dad, he's a CPA.
Yes.
If my dad was the general manager of any of the teams I rooted for, and well, by the way, we have a coworker, sort of, in Jody McDonald, who experienced this. His dad was the general manager of the Mets when he was a kid. And in fact,
That's right, Joe McDonald.
And Jody is such a great sports fan. I wonder if Twitter was around, would he have gone on social media and said, boy, my dumb father better not trade Tom Seaver. Like, I don't know. So I do wonder, did Joe Shane's teenage son, who's an opinionated guy, we saw that on Hard Knocks last year, did he actually get the answer of, yes, son, we're really going hard after Jackson Dart? And did he immediately go on social media for two choices? Number one, to say, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. Or number two, to say, my dad is a schmuck. I can't believe he's doing this.
So last year during Hard Knocks, the preseason Hard Knocks, they had a bunch of discussions with Joe Shane at his house.
That's right.
Right, with his wife and his kids. And I feel like in one of those, when the kids came to the office, they asked the kid who he was going to take.
That's right.
And I forgot who he said he was.
Well, Jaden Daniels.
He said he was going to take Jaden Daniels, or he wanted Jaden Daniels.
In fact, Tiki, we have the audio of last year's Hard Knocks when Carson is his name, Carson Shane, started to give his opinion. So take a listen. This is the kid now who's on social media talking about Jackson Dart to get an idea
of.
This was last year on TV. Remember we all watched Hard Knocks? And that's when, John Mara said, I may not sleep at night if we lose Saquon Barkley. So take a listen to the son of Joe Shane, and I think the daughter, too, giving opinions on what dad should do last year during the NFL draft.
Who do you want me to take? Give me a name.
J.J. McCarthy.
Jaden Daniels. Trade up and get him. Why not?
Okay, if Jaden Daniels.
We only get this job once. Let's try to win.
All right.
Jaden Daniels. Carson wants Jaden Daniels. If he's not there, who's your second? Because he's not going to be there.
Drake May or Marvin Harrison or Malik Neighbors. I mean, you can't mess up.
Okay, and then Sid, who do you want?
All the girls want J.J. McCarthy because he's good looking. That's the same thing with Madison.
Who do you want?
I'm just looking at who looks like they would be a good quarterback.
Jaden Daniels, look at him.
He knew it, man.
They all wanted Jaden Daniels.
That's right.
There was something else he said. One of the kids said. I don't know who said it. Maybe it was Carson. He said, you only get this chance once.
That's right. He ain't wrong about that.
I know, man. He knows the fallibility of missing.
So
right?
Did Joe Shane tell his son, this is who I'm gunning after? Or is his son going rogue on social media to give his opinions?
I'm trying to think. If I ask my daughters, who are here, Brooklyn and Tegan are here with the rest of the crowd, and I ask them, who should the Giants take? They would have no idea. Brooklyn, who should the Giants take? No, she has no idea.
She gave a shrug. She gave a shrug.
I don't know. So he must have been talking about this with them in some capacity, or at least they were listening to him. So is that commonplace? I'm sure it is. But I think his kids just might be dialed in because they love football.
Yeah, I think that – I was giving this a lot of thought this morning. I think this is all a ruse. And I think everything we've witnessed over the last few weeks around the Giants has been a ruse. Follow the bouncing ball on this one. Over the last 48 hours, there have been signs with Jackson Dart. There was a report this morning the Giants are focused on Jackson Dart. Joe Shane's son is on social media, and he's got a video of Jackson Dart. Would the New York Giants be dumb enough, and I'm actually going to say no, despite the lack of wins over the last few years, would the New York Giants be dumb enough to just outwardly leak who they're going after? And the answer is no. Leaks are done for a reason. They're done strategically.
So what would be the reason for this?
Well, then? That part I haven't figured out, Teek. I don't know why, but there's no way after all of these months of analyzation and keeping things, you know, close to the vest, and all of a sudden, at the last second, it's coming out from the GM's son. We want Jackson Dart.
Yeah, but other,
I don't buy it other, at all.
Other people are suggesting this as well.
Yeah,
that Jackson being, Dart is a target for them.
But don't you think that's being leaked too, Teek?
I don't know, but I don't think it's they're picking Jackson Dart at number three. I know we went through the scenario yesterday about the top four or five picks, and Jackson Dart somehow was in the top five.
Right.
And it's because the Giants have an affinity towards him. But I think if they're going to get Jackson Dart, it's going to be the traditional way. Draft the guy you really want, the blue chipper, which is Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, and then trade back in because you have such a high second-round pick and come back into the first round and go get Jackson Dart. Wherever that is, it's worth whatever it's going to cost.
But, Teek, that's why none of this makes sense. So, again, the Giants are picking at number three. And I have been saying for months I think it would be Shedeur Sanders, but I'd be lying to you.
Your brain thinks it's going to be Shedeur Sanders.
My brain has thought that for 4 months, so I don't want to change that on the day of the draft.
And a show decision is on the line.
No, I know.
The Giants don't take Shedeur Sanders.
That's right.
I get to make a show decision.
I don't know what it's going to be, but it's probably going to be very bad for me and maybe good for the audience. Who the hell knows? But I just think that picking at number three, all the signs over the last week has pointed to Abdul Carter, and they're probably going to be right, which means a quarterback is going to be taken later in the first round, like you said, with them trading up.
Right.
We're potentially getting one at the start of the second round. And there are a few quarterbacks in that mix, maybe the falling Shedeur Sanders, maybe Jackson Dart, who you talked about, maybe Jalen Milroe. Identifying Dart as the guy you want when you're not even going to pick him at three doesn't make any sense.
Well,
because the Saints may scoop him up. The Steelers may scoop him up. That's why this whole thing feels like a giant misdirection.
But it
everything about it is a misdirection being leaked by the Giants, being leaked by Shane's son. I don't buy it at all. In fact, I'm telling you right now, the day of the draft, Jackson Dart will not be a New York Giant.
I wish we weren't.
It won't be.
I wish we weren't so busy playing laser tag here at American Dream, because we could have listened to Thomas Dimitroff, who was on with BT and Sal. And BT and Sal, I don't know what they ask him, but I'm sure they ask him about building a team. The team that he used to build for was the Atlanta Falcons. So I look at the Falcons. They're at 15. I look at the Colts. They're at 14. I look at Miami. They're at 13. Dallas at 12. None of these teams, San Francisco's, none of these teams need quarterbacks.
Correct, yes.
And so if you're the Giants and you haven't heard from them, whatever that means, heard from them regarding potential trades in the draft, you leak something like, hey, man, we might want to come back in and get Jackson Dart. And then so now Atlanta reaches out and says, hey, We got 15. He's probably not going to make it to 21 because that's where the Steelers are picking.
Right.
You want to come jump trade picks with us and do something else down the line, second round pick or future whatever. We'll do that. So it's just I think it's a way to create interest from teams that you haven't heard from yet.
So you think the leak is being done to show these teams, hey, we're interested?
If it is a leak.
Yeah, I think it is because you got the Sun putting it out there. You've got reporters putting it out
there.
Yeah,
but think about
that. That's become like a believable thing over the last 48 hours that the Giants want Jackson Dart.
I'm trying to think of what secret you could possibly have that, I don't know, maybe Juan Soto is just, he got his money and he's chilling right now. And that's why he's not playing so well.
And I failed the assist yesterday, too.
And you knew this.
Yeah.
And you absolutely knew this.
Yes.
And your son put it out there.
Yes.
Jet put it out there on social media.
I'd ground him.
Right. Why would he do that?
Well, if I was playing,
why would Jet do that to you?
If I was playing.
Unless you told him to.
Well, that's my point. Yes, I would tell Jet, he's 8, so I'm not letting him on social media, but I would tell him, put this out there because these idiots out there are going to say, ooh, Evan's son said this, that means the Mets are going to do that. It's all misdirection, and that's why I'm so excited about tonight, because I feel like for the last 3 weeks specifically, it's all been misdirection.
Right.
Everything that's put out there is not because that's what a team plans on doing. It's being put out there to play these games. And I don't know what the end game is. Like, what's the goal of it? Is it to get a team to trade up? Is it because you want to trade back? Is it because you're eyeing someone else? I don't know that part, Teak. I'd be pretending if I did.
Yeah.
But I am sick of the lies. I'm sick of the purposeful leaks. And I'm just excited that tonight, after 8 o'clock, not only are the Knicks going to be down 2-1 against the Pistons. Yeah. What up?
Wow.
But
I got cheers, by the way.
All
25 Net fans made it out to the
I'm telling you.
Boos!
I mean, this guy has a Knicks jersey on, so.
Yeah, but even he knows.
Why didn't you boo him right now? You just should have just booed him. He's got his kids.
he
doesn't want to make a bad example.
I'm taking advantage of the situation. But we're going to finally get these answers because we've been lied to. Honestly, and I'm not saying Joe Shane's wrong for lying. It's a part of the game.
But you know.
It's all a lie. Everything's a lie.
You're being lied to. You know you're being lied to. It's part of it. It's part of May and March and April in the NFL. You get lied to.
And here's the ultimate question when it comes to lies, because I think every Giant fan wants to know, are they getting a quarterback, whether it's at 3 or trading back into the first round? Are they going to get a quarterback tomorrow night in the second round? Here's the number one question, and we're going to get it answered immediately. Every indicator says Abdul Carter at number 3.
Yes.
Everywhere you look at the odds at the FanDuel Sportsbook. You heard Thomas Dimitroff earlier today. You ask anyone, Abdul Carter, Abdul Carter, Abdul Carter. Is that a lie? Or is that just the Giants at 3 leaking out the facts, which is that's what they're doing with the third overall?
I think that's he's the best available player at that position if Travis Hunter goes. But if you're the Cleveland Browns, just for a second, and you are trying to build your defense, are you going to get another corner / wide receiver, or are you going to get someone to match with Myles Garrett, right, having bookend superstar stud defensive ends? I think the latter, meaning the defensive ends, is what wins championships. It's what the Giants did. It's what the 49ers tried to do. They've gotten there, but they haven't won one. And so corners, I think, sometimes are overrated because of the system that they get put in. I think the Cleveland Browns, as much as people are saying they're on Travis Hunter, they're actually going to draft Abdul Carter.
Oh, really?
Which is going to leave Travis Hunter for the New York Giants.
So you are saying this swerve is coming.
Yes.
That the lies have been
It's going to start immediately in this draft.
And it's the lies coming out of Cleveland about Travis Hunter, Travis Hunter, Travis Hunter. Oh, wait, don't look.
Right.
Abdul Carter. By the way, I want to answer your question. What gives you a better chance to win, the guy who can play corner, wide receiver, the edge pass rusher, put next to Myles Garrett? The answer is neither. The answer is a quarterback. Now, the reality is, it seems like most teams just don't believe
I think it's also a quarterback.
No, it is a quarterback.
Tell me a great prospect quarterback who went to a bad team and then won a Super Bowl.
Who won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hold on. I got to think about this.
Exactly. It doesn't exist. You have to have a good team.
But you can change a franchise. Jaden Daniels changed a franchise. C.J. Stroud changed a franchise. Josh Allen helped change a franchise. So I get it. Winning a Super Bowl is the ultimate goal, but changing a franchise can happen with a franchise quarterback. Now, look, the perfect counter to me is, hey, the Browns and the Giants don't believe that Shador Sanders or Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe are those franchise quarterbacks. Right. And it'll go back to the point I made 2 weeks ago to you, 3 weeks ago to you, and I'll make it again. Would you rather have a good to average quarterback or Myles Garrett? And the answer is, in my opinion, a good to average quarterback, because they make a bigger impact on winning than even the elite level pass rusher. And if you don't believe me, talk to me about all the wins the Browns have had over the last half decade.
They have it.
They have it, Sean, because quarterback play matters.
Sean, I'm confused. Is he arguing with me?
Yes.
About, I don't know what he's arguing
about. I think he's arguing that the Giants should just take a quarterback at three.
Here's what I'm arguing.
You want to be right about Shador
Sanders.
That's
it. No, that's what it comes back to.
No, you know what it is? This is a troll.
A deep-rooted
this
troll?
This is a deep-seated, really thought-out troll.
Go ahead.
He wants the Giants to take Shador Sanders because he knows he's not good enough.
Yes. That's and not he, true. Yeah, he that wants is, to talk about
and
for 2 years.
And he
this.
Can't
yeah.
wait to say, oh, look at you.
So
your prove, GM yeah. got fired. Your head coach got fired because you took that bum Shador Sanders.
I'll prove you wrong immediately. There's another team in this town that we don't talk about, and that's the New York Jets. We got any Jet fans in the building, or is it all Giant fans to see the legendary Tiki Barber? The answer is it's all Giant fans.
Aren't the Jets having a draft party, too?
Yeah, I guess so.
It seems roaring at the moment.
So I'll give you my answer.
She has green on.
Yeah,
I don't think that's it's unacceptable.
No, she couldn't distance herself more from the Jets. Emphatic
no. I'll say it as the one Jet fan here, and I'll prove it wrong immediately about what you think is a troll.
Okay.
What do I want at number seven? Like, we're the forgotten team, right? We're the forgotten people.
Because you're not trying to win the offseason.
We're not. And they're also very quiet. They're not leaking anything out. Everything's been under the rainbows, if you will.
Kudos to your new head coach.
I guess so. Well, I'll give them kudos when they win something. So I want Tyler Warren. That's who I want.
Mm-hmm.
But what is going to make things very difficult for me this evening is if Shador Sanders drops.
I can't wait for
because
you to drop.
I want a quarterback too. Justin Fields is a lottery ticket, and I'm great with the lottery ticket. But everything I just said to you about elite pass rusher versus good quarterback, I'd say the same thing for the New York Jets. If Justin Fields isn't the answer, well, I've got to find one.
Yeah.
So what will conflict me tonight is if Shador is there at 7 and all the leaks are true and I'm sitting there in bed with my wife with my shirt off, because that's what I do for Jet drafts. I get very nervous.
Nice.
Shirt is off and I'm like rubbing my hands together like, here we go.
Are you serious?
Wait, what? Is she like rubbing your back or something?
No, she just looks at me like I'm a zoo animal.
Oh, got it.
I have to make a choice. Tyler Warren, the guy I want, versus the lottery ticket quarterback. And I'm sorry, you're wrong. I do believe in Shador Sanders. Mm-hmm. I don't care what every scout has told us over the last few weeks. I believe in him. I think he's got a chance to be a very solid to good quarterback in this league. He's accurate. He's a winner. Now, have I been in the meetings that apparently turn organizations off? I haven't.
No.
So I'm telling you this from afar. So it's BS to suggest I don't believe in him.
Right.
Because when the Jets are on the clock at 7, to me there are two choices. I know a lot of Jet fans are going to say offensive line. I'm not going to yell about an offensive line.
That's what you're going to get.
But it's Tyler Warren or the idea that I'm going to find my quarterback.
So the difference is the New York Jets are in a vastly different spot than the New York Giants. You have the ability to be patient. The fan base will be patient with Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji if they miss on their first draft. The Giant fan and the Giant fan base and Giant ownership will not be patient if they mess up and miss on this draft in 2025 because they haven't gotten many of them right. They haven't gotten, as we talked about a couple of days ago, significantly better from 2022 when they had the coach of the year and made a surprising playoff run. You look at that roster then to this roster now, it's not better. And so somebody's at fault, and there's very blame that goes around. Some people will say coaching, even though Dave's won Coach of the Year. Some people will say it's GM, even though Joe Shane had a really good draft last year, at least preliminarily, because it's only 1 year of those guys. So the Giants have pressure to get it right. The Jets don't have pressure to get it right.
So you're right halfway. The administration does not have pressure. The administration can wait and be patient.
Mm-hmm.
I am 41 years old. Joe Beningo is over 70 years old. We're not patient.
You're not winning a Super Bowl next year.
But I want to build the steps to winning one. And what I argued at the top about the Browns and the Giants remains the same with the Jets. You're not winning one without a quarterback. And if I have a chance to find one, I'm going to take my shot. We'll hear from Jet fans. We'll hear from Giant fans. We'll get your calls, 888-808-1019. We will also hear from Bad Tiki. I think this is the first time that Bad Tiki has ever made an appearance, if you will, at a live show here at American Dream. So hide the kids. I'll leave it at that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I know a lot of people are here not to watch our show. They're here to take pictures with the famous Larry O'Brien trophy, which Sean Morash will be dressing up as in about 15 to 20 minutes. We gave him some leeway. We let him open the show in his very ugly New York Giants shirt, sweatshirt.
What are you talking about?
I just don't like the look of it. Boy, you guys are sensitive. I didn't mean the Giants are ugly. I mean, I don't like the shirt. Like, the script is kind of ugly. It's very white. I'm not a fan of
the blue. It's classic. I don't like your face. How about that? Your face is ugly.
Wow, that was something.
Am I wrong?
I can't wait to my wife, that is, paint your face gold, Sean.
I'm very excited.
The Larry O'Brien Trophy gold face paint.
Ugh.
This is going to be awesome.
I am going to be painted sweating gold all so this miserable Knicks team can lose in the first round, and that's the win of the
Well, listen, the Knicks are relevant
made the
to
bet.
This.
You should have held your ground and not made the bet.
The bet, for those that are not aware, was which Garden team would go further, the New York Rangers or the New York Knicks, and the Knicks have already clinched it because the Rangers were an embarrassment this year, but they decided to extend their general manager. So
Great. Things
are great.
How about Chris Drury gets up here and wears the gold outfit all day? How about that?
So coming up in a little bit, Sean will get his head painted. By Tiki's lovely wife. He will dress up in the Larry O'Brien trophy gear. And then anybody who wants to take a picture with the Larry O'Brien, I advise that you should, because the truth is, this is the closest you'll ever get.
Not necessary.
Yeah, Nick fan over there, trust me, you're going to want to hang out with Larry O'Brien. It's as close as you're going to get. Now let's get to your calls. There's a lot going on today. Obviously, the Giants make a big decision at 3. The Jets on the clock at 7. We'll mix in some other thoughts about this NFL draft. Tiki's got the opinion. I respect this. He is the one guy left in America who's not just giving in to Abdul Carter's being picked by the Giants at number 3. Tiki said, top of the show,
Defense wins.
Browns are going to take Abdul, and then Travis Hunter will be a New York Giant. By the way, real quick, Travis Hunter earlier today said he loves Green Bay because he loves being in the middle of nowhere. Would that concern you, playing for the New York Giants?
Maybe a little bit. Even though there's a lot of middle of nowhere in New Jersey, too. So it's really easy to get lost.
One of the best parts about our area, I really do think this, is that you can live in any kind of area.
No, you can have whatever you want.
Yeah.
City life, Done. High city life, or low city life, or crazy city life, or just go to the suburbs and be where Aaron Rodgers lived. There's nothing around him. His property's massive, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're a football player. You're going to make a decent amount of money. Or you can live by the beach. You go to the Jersey Shore or Long Island. So what I love about this area is, even if Travis Hunter says, I want to be a farm in the middle of nowhere, there are places in Jersey like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to be a big shot in New York City, there are plenty of places like that. You want to live by the beach, go to Long Beach. There are plenty of places like that. So I wouldn't be concerned by it, but we'll see. Let's get to your telephone calls. We will kick things off with Brendan calling from Clifton, New Jersey. How are you, Brendan? Oops. Hold on.
This time without the oops.
Yes. What's up, Brendan?
I got you. It's important to keep in mind that Carson Shane might not even be a Giant fan. Like, he might be a fan of another team and just excited about Jackson Dark LMR.
I mean, maybe.
Can you do that, though? Can you be the son of a general manager and root for... You must have deep-rooted issues with your dad if all of a sudden it comes out, Carson Shane's a Cowboy fan.
And And if you are a fan of another team, why the heck did you pick one that needs a quarterback in the first round?
Right. Sorry. Pick something better, right? That's for sure. Let's go to Justin calling from Brick, New Jersey. How are you, Justin?
Hey, Tyler, how you guys doing?
We're good.
So real quick on the Joe Shane son thing, just wanted to make you guys aware of another little nugget there. So Joe Shane's daughter actually goes to Ole Miss. So there's another connection there. I don't know if you guys talked about that.
That is true, but my question back would be, what is the connection? Like, they're friends, she's dating him. Like, how would that impact Carson from going out there on social media putting out videos, unless he's a fan too?
Where there's smoke, there's fire. We know that, boys.
I'm telling you right now, Justin, I'll make a side bet with you. He's not going to be a New York Giant. Mm. I'm telling you right now.
What makes you feel?
Because of the smoke. I have learned as a football fan that the smoke that comes out in the days before an NFL draft usually are lies. Mm. And we'll eventually know why the lies were out there. Right. Like, we'll be able to sit here tomorrow or Monday and put all the pieces together and say, oh, okay, that's why that happened. That's why that happened.
Yes.
And so, like, it's tough to not believe the Shador stuff because it's everywhere that he's going to drop. But the Jackson Dart stuff is new. It's the last few days, and all of a sudden, the Giants are enamored. And there's so many other things that can happen that could lead to Dart somewhere else.
Right, because there's a lot of teams that also need quarterbacks. Sean, I need you to do a journey for me.
Journey?
Yes, just searching journey.
Okay.
Please confirm, make sure that Jackson Dart is not dating Joe Shane's daughter.
Oh, my God.
Jackson Dart girlfriend.
Bro, please make sure that's not the
case. Can you not draft him if that's the case? Joe?
Chris Snead got drafted. It was different. It was the head coach as opposed to the general manager.
And also, was he drafted while he was dating?
Yes. They were like a year away from getting married.
Look, that's my point. A year away from getting married. That's pretty damn serious.
He went through a breakup this year. That's all I will tell you.
Yeah, I wonder why.
There are some rumors.
Your dad's
I won't
not
going to
draft me?
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. Let's go through this. Now, you have daughters. They're young, so this is not something you've kind of had to worry about yet. But if someone's dating, let's say, your 19-year-old daughter.
Brooklyn, you're never dating. nor are you, Tegan. They're not listening.
Okay, a guy is dating your 19-year-old daughter. Nice guy, by the way. Okay. Like, you're good with him. But they've only been dating for 3 months. Are you making a commitment to, like, hiring him on the Evan and Tiki show? The answer is no, not yet.
No.
See, the difference.
Definitely not.
The difference with Snead was more serious.
But what if he can ball? What if he's, like, great?
What if he breaks your daughter's heart, Tiki?
Well, then he's got to deal with me.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Look, I don't have any daughters.
You get fired the next day.
Exactly. That's my point. Like, that would be the worst news possible. Because then what I would do is I'd stay away. Because I said, I'm not drafting this guy. He does something to break my daughter's heart. I'm going to kill him.
Here's an update. His ex-girlfriend that he broke up with had the nerve to show up at the Super Bowl strolling through with glamored up Eagles gear yelling go Birds all week. And then they broke up. So you tell me. I like this guy. Want to stand for an Eagles girlfriend?
Wait, did he not know?
I don't know, but if that's the reason he got rid of her, bring him in. That's a franchise quarterback. He already hates the Eagles.
Let's go to Evan calling from Union, New Jersey. How are you, Evan?
Hey, I'm doing good. I was curious, how many wins does Joe Shane and Dable need to have their jobs next year? And is there a chance Russell Wilson is, like, really good, like Kurt Warner was? Remember when Kurt Warner did really well with the Giants and then they benched him for another quarterback? Like, can that situation happen again, would you say?
Well, I think it's interesting. And I was listening to Talking Giants, actually, the other day. And this came up about Russell Wilson's contract relative to Jameis Winston's contract. So Jameis Winston basically signed a 2-year deal, right? So he's going to – it's not a lot of money, but, it's almost like they want him here for 2 years. Whereas Russell Wilson's is basically just a year deal.
Yep.
And so the idea that Russell Wilson's going to be here for the long term is only in Russell Wilson's head. I think he is a one-and-done quarterback for the New York Giants.
He's here to win games this year and
right.
see where you go.
So whether or not they draft a quarterback this year or they wait and draft one next year, Jameis is going to be the mentor for that guy in the long term. Russell Wilson is just, win us some games, please, right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
And so the way that 1 year is situated, because this is interesting too, is Wilson has a 1-year deal, $10.5 million.
That's what's guaranteed,
What's guaranteed. $8 million signing bonus. $2 million fully guaranteed, a $500,000 workout bonus, and then there's a ton of incentives based on performance and playing time. he can make up to $2.5 million on playing time incentives.
Right.
If he plays 65% of the snaps, it's $500,000. He'll get an extra million if he plays 75% of the snaps.
Wow, that's a lot.
And it's $1.5 million if he plays 85% of the snaps. Then there's $2.5 million in performance incentives.
Wow.
$500,000 if he has a passer rating above 96. $500,000 for a 64% plus completion percentage. $500,000 if he throws 20 plus touchdowns and has a passer rating over 88. Then another $250,000 if he throws 30 plus touchdown passes with a passer rating over 88. Jeez. And he could also earn $500,000 if he throws for over 2,500 yards with a passer rating over 88 plus. And another $250,000 if he throws for more than 3,500 yards with a passer rating at 88 or higher.
Not complicated at all. They really wanted to pay him a lot of money.
Well, the point is,
not,
we'll
being
pay.
Facetious, they clearly don't want to pay him.
I'm worried about him checking out of runs.
I know.
Well, that they have put in a contract which makes it benefit for him to put up monster numbers.
But they also put a contract in front of him that benefits him playing. So that last call, who asked if they draft a young quarterback, could we see an Eli Kurt Warner situation, which is 9 games in, you say, thanks for your services, Kurt Warner. Thanks for your services, Russell Wilson. We're going to go with the young kid.
Right.
Even if you do have a winning record, because don't forget, we had a winning record in 2004.
You know what the difference is, though? And this is a big difference that will be determined by where the Giants get their quarterback. When you take a quarterback number one overall and you trade it up for him, there is a pressure that guy's got to play soon.
Right, and there's a certainty that he's going to play, period.
No doubt. If you end up with, name the quarterback, it doesn't even matter, Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart, even a falling Shador. If you draft that guy in the second round, it's very different.
That's different. I don't think the Giants are doing that. I think if the Giants truly want a quarterback, they have to come back into the first round.
So by the time we're all on the air tomorrow, they're going to end up with, in your opinion, Travis Hunter, most people's opinion, Abdul Carter, plus some young quarterback.
Ideal for me.
Ideal for you.
Ideal for me.
Yeah.
The Browns take Abdul Carter because they want to build defensive line. We take Travis Hunter. At some point, the Giants trade back into the first round with their high second round pick, the 34th pick, which is the second pick in the second round, use some future assets, come back into the first round and get your quarterback, and then get a lineman in the third round and do whatever else you need to do with the rest of the draft. That's ideal.
Do you want to know my ideal scenario?
You're going to troll me, so I don't care.
No, this one definitely is. I want the Giants to take Ashton Gentian.
Oh, God.
That would be so
not funny. Happening. You heard my reaction yesterday.
He's a hell of a player, though.
Of course he's a great player.
Let it be somebody else's mistake.
You know my stance on running backs.
Yes, I know.
Get a running back. Pay one in free agency. Draft one for all I care if it's all you need. That's all the Eagles needed.
Absolutely.
And by the way, they needed someone who also was a great locker room guy.
Yes.
Don't forget, there was some discord in that locker room
over the
previous couple of years.
No, you're right.
Saquon smoothed it all out.
Saquon did a lot more than just rush for a lot of yards.
100%.
He's probably a help in that room. Let's go to Ian in Belmar, New Jersey. What's shaking today, Ian?
What's up, guys? First off, LFGM, great start to the season. Let's keep it rolling.
Let's go, baby.
But, let's go. But happy draft day. So I've been watching the more the odds on the Giants stuff, not any other teams for the most part. And I came across something that kind of surprised me. At noon today, I don't think this is likely, but I thought it was very interesting. At noon today, Jackson Dart to go number 3 was 50-1. By 1:15, it was 20-1. And it is currently sitting at 14-1.
Oh,
I,
wow.
Personally, 17. that's a crazy drop from what I think. I don't know if there's anything to be said about that. I don't know if Mara's getting involved, saying we need our guy because the Browns, not the Browns, the Saints obviously like Dart.
Right.
Are they afraid
to
take him at 9?
John Mara is not going to dictate that the Giants take a quarterback at whatever position, especially not at number 3. By the way, Sean just bet that.
17-1.
17.
What did you bet? Jackson Dart at number 3?
Yeah. The only reason I say that is if all the Jackson Dart smoke is true and you're like, oh, what reason for all the smoke? Well,
right.
You float it if you know definitively you're getting him.
Right, right.
The only way you know definitively if you're getting him is you know the Browns are taking Hunter, Carter, whatever, and take him at 3.
I completely agree with that because I mentioned earlier, like, putting that name out there when so many things can happen is very odd to me, which is why I didn't take it as they're taking him at 3. I take it as it's all a bunch of garbage. It's not true. And I think the reason to answer Ian's question on why the odds have changed, because I had it yesterday at 50-1, so the odds are moving towards the possibility, is because, and I don't mean any disrespect when I say this, because of suckers like Sean. Because... Oh, there's rumors about Dart. Ooh, let me bet on him.
Might as well. I got money burning holes in my pockets.
That's right. So let me bet on him. More people do it. It brings the odds down. So, Sean Morash, you gave a live example. All legal. We're in the state of New Jersey, which is very cool because in New York, you can't bet on individual players and where they go. In fact, that just reminds me. I gotta go make some bets now. But
degenerates.
It's relying on people's reaction to rumors. And that's, by the way, what's so dangerous about gambling.
Yes.
And gambling on which player is going where. It's all based on lies.
Yes. It's based on speculation that nobody knows whether or not it's true or not.
Absolutely.
Because trust me, the GMs and the head coaches and the player personnel people, they are not telling anybody what they're actually doing.
Now, according to the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and we're like blocks away from there here at Beautiful American Dream. Stop by. There's a lot of stuff for you to do. It is overwhelming, according to the odds, that Cam Ward is going number one, that Travis Hunter is going number two, and Abdul Carter is going number three. Those are overwhelming.
Yeah.
So could there be a shock? Absolutely. But I think it's because everyone's buying the rumors that are out there.
Look, it happens. I sat there on Radio City covering the draft the year Blake Bortles went number three overall to Jacksonville.
Blake Bortles.
And
wow.
Everybody in that room was stunned.
Yeah.
That was the Johnny Manziel year. Thought he would be the first quarterback off the board, which, by the way, doesn't Shador kind of remind you of the Johnny Manziel stuff or the stardom and, you know, you think he's going to go higher than he does?
Right.
But would those have been suckers who bet the Jaguars to take Bortles at three at whatever that was, 20-1 that year? Or were they smart?
No, but I think it was also before this became so common.
Huh.
Like now it's just common to bet on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of dangerous when you think about it. It's all right there for you. Like, I literally just logged in.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, boy, I'm going to make a bet for Tiki. Tiki has come on the air. He's one of the rare guys to say it. Hey, I think what's happening and all the rumors not true. I think Abdul Carter's going number two. If I made that bet for you right now and I bet $50 or $20, win you $170.
Nice.
Now, you're not going to do it because you're a very honorable guy.
I'll do it.
But
you can send the money this way.
But Sean's going to do it. Now, Sean, right after you make that bet, I want you to go to the bathroom. I was about to say you're going to go to the bathroom.
You're going to tell me to go to the bathroom?
Yes. Tiki's wife and you are going to get together and paint your head gold. Because now it's time to pay the piper. Because Sean Morash is going to dress up as the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Let's go, Sean.
We also have a lot of stuff to cover on this very busy draft day. We'll take more of your calls. What do you want if you're a Jet fan? What do you want if you're a Giant fan? 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. We'll also get you set for the Knicks later tonight as they play a huge Game 3 against the Pistons.
And if you're coming out to American Dream Dream Bar, very important, park in parking garage A. It's the easiest way to get up to the Dream Bar if you're in the car now. Come down.
No question. And if you park on A1, that's direct access to the bridge that takes you to MetLife if you're going to any of the Giant or Jet draft parties later today. But yes, we're on the, what floor are we on?
The second.
Second.
We're on the second
floor. And it's called a concourse at American Dream.
What did I say?
A floor.
A concourse.
Concourse.
Okay. I mean, it is a concourse. It is massive.
It's the second concourse. It is a concourse.
Yes. But I tell you, the things that this place is mind-boggling. We did a game show.
It was awesome. And Tommy won again somehow.
Well, you won. Tiki.
Yeah, the Barber Girls won.
It was the Barber Girls and Tiki that
it's
carried
called,
Tom.
By the way, tremendous. It's called the Great Big Game Show.
Yes, we played a game show together. It was so horrific how bad Sean and I were.
Yeah, it was.
We were
it was
a terrible team.
Look, there's our game show host. He's sitting there watching our show.
There he is, the game show host.
He was great.
Big
he
Browns
was
fan, too. Cleveland.
Steve Harvey, who?
And the whole time, I saw it in his eyes. He was laughing at us. He's like, Sean and Evan think they have a chance of winning this thing?
Yeah, we were toast.
Big dopes. We'll get more into everything you can do around here. We'll get more into this NFL draft. A lot to talk about over the next 4.5 hours.